That's Angelica's breakfast, sweetie.
Uh-huh. Babies aren't allowed to eat Reptar cereal. It's only for us grown-up people.
Morning.
Huh?
Sugar, benzo sorbate, artificial sweeteners, rehydrogenated cardboard bits.
Hey, Dee, there's no actual food in here.
I know, but Angelica won't eat anything else.
Ugh. Nifty lizard, though.
That's Reptar. He's a tired old sorcerer rept. That's the kind of dinosaur. They're the biggest animals in the world. They eat dogs and cats and sometimes even little babies.
Sounds like this Reptar guy is a pretty tough customer.
Yeah, but we don't have to worry about him because all the dinosaurs are dead now. They got hit by a comet and turned into tonsils.
Tonsils?
I think she means fossils, dear.
Well, that's a relief.
Gus, I got some bad news.
What?
Reptar's gone.
Where'd he go?
He got hit on the head by something called a comet, and he turned into a tonsil.
What's a tonsil?
I don't know, but it's nothing good.
Maybe we can turn him back into Reptar.
No, once you turn into a tonsil, that's it. I'm never gonna see Reptar again.
Don't feel bad, Tommy. Yeah, maybe it's not true. Maybe Reptar's not a tonsil.
Maybe he's just hiding.
Chucky, that's it. He's hiding, and we gotta find him.
Oh, I did it again.
Nope, no dinosaurs out here.
Wait, we haven't even looked yet.
I don't think you have to look. I think when there's a dinosaur around, you can't miss it.
Reptar?
Wow! Wait, I thought Reptar was bigger.
Me too.
I don't think that's Reptar, Tommy.
It looks like Reptar, but it's too little.
Hey, maybe it's Reptar's baby.
Reptar's baby? Wow.
Bob!
What are you kids doing out here? Which of you responsible adults left the door to the patio open so the kids could get out?
Where'd Reptar go?
And why'd he leave his baby here?
Reptar!
What's he doing on the television?
The most dazzling ice extravaganza of the year, Reptar on Ice, comes to the County Coliseum March 8th, 9th, and 10th.
People must have mushroom brains to go see that pablum. In my day, dinosaurs didn't skate around with a bunch of ninnies in costumes.
In his day, the dinosaurs were real.
I heard that.
I just don't understand this thing with dinosaurs. Couldn't they pick a nice animal like a panda or a teddy bear?
Come on, Deed. When was the last time a panda went on a rampage and destroyed a major city? I think this Reptar on Ice sounds like a blast. Let's take the kids.
We're going to see Reptar.
Hear that, little guy? We're going to find your dad.
Then they can smash down buildings.
Yeah,
and steal chickens.
Chucky seems awfully antsy today.
He's probably just excited. Back when we were kids, Chaz used to squirm around a lot, too.
We're almost at the gate, Stu. You'd better get the tickets out.
Tickets?
Oh, Stu. You didn't lose the tickets.
On the other hand, we could always go bowling.
Still got him. I think he's under my arm now.
I just don't see why you put the tickets in there to begin with.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Leo, you're a role model in that costume.
A mutant dinosaur that tears down cities and steals chickens is a role model for these kids? No wonder the world's in such crummy shape.
Yeah, but see, you got a gentle human side, too. I mean, that's why the girl falls in love with you.
Perfect example of how sorry this show is. The real Reptar would never have a romantic entanglement with a girl reporter.
The real Reptar? Leo,
You've been playing this part too long.
Finally, something we can agree on. You know something, Harry? I don't know why I took this job. I can't skate, I don't like kids, and if you want to know the actual fact, lizards give me the creeps. And that goes for your amphibians, too.
This is going to be great. The paper said if you see just one skating dinosaur spectacular this year, Reptar on Ice is it.
I just hope it's not too scary for the kids.
Maybe we got the wrong night and they'll play a hockey game.
It's starting.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. This is Reptar on Ice!
Here, you take baby Reptar for a while. He keeps going down my pants.
I'm just a dinosaur. I don't know what I'm for. I like to stomp and roar. Hey, I'm just a dinosaur.
Hey, Tommy. Are we gonna give Reptar his baby now?
No, not yet. He seems kind of busy.
Brilliant. Sheer brilliance.
We better get Reptar his baby before he falls asleep, too.
Yeah, Chucky, maybe you're right. Come on, let's go.
I love him. Yes, I love him. Yes, I love him. He may be a dumb old dinosaur, but I love him.
Oh, no! Tommy! He's gone!
Reptar, Reptar, Reptar.
Well, only 12,380 performances to go.
But Tommy, where could he have gone?
I don't know, but he's got to be here somewhere.
Here I am. You can stop looking now.
Reptar!
I have
a wonder of life. When a lizard takes a wife, it's almost too much to bear. And now every morning when I wake, dear, I will see your smiling happy face, dear, until the end of time.
Dinosaur.
Quick, do something.
Hey, look, it's some kids on the ice. What's a dinosaur to do when there's kids on the ice? Quick! Somebody call their mom!
Hey, Stu! Stu! Is that Tommy out there?
Huh? What? Tommy? Tommy?
That's Tommy! Dee Dee! The kids are out on the ice!
Oh my goodness! What are they doing out there?
It's not the program, that's for sure!
Kid, what are you doing out here?
I'm going to see who the kid is!
So what do you got in your hand there?
Yeah! Get it away from me!
Tommy, what are you doing out here?
A wolf or something.
A horse? A dog? A cow? A reindeer? A piñata?
A piñata?
This is charade, Stu. No talking.
And I'm not sure you should be making all those noises either.
Why is he doing that?
He must have got something in his pants.
A lizard? Oh, a wolf.
Yes!
Stu, that's cheating.
Ah, no sweat, Dee. They'll never make it.
He's dancing with himself. I'm kidding.
Wolf trot. Skip to my wolf. Stepping on wolves. Ah, stepping wolf.
Time. It's Dances with Wolves.
Oh, I never saw that movie.
You must have heard of it.
I don't really like musicals.
That isn't a musical, you imbecile.
No, dear. It's only a game.
Well, why do I always have to get teamed up with Howard?
Oh, wait a minute. Are you calling me an imbecile?
Say, very good, Howard. And that only took you 15 seconds.
I don't have to stay here and be insulted. I'm going to go home and do some filing.
Fine. I've had enough of this stupid game anyway.
Hey, why's Daddy leaving? And why was everyone yelling?
I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Men, they're just like overgrown children sometimes.
You said it.
That husband of yours overreacted was really something.
Well, you have to admit your Howard was just a little slow on the uptake.
What are you getting at, Dee? Stu was flailing around like a lunatic. I'm surprised my Howard was able to...
A lunatic? Stu was doing just fine. It's not his fault Howard hasn't seen a single movie since Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I'm not gonna sit here and listen to you insult my taste in movies.
Well...
Uh-oh... What do you think he's doing? I don't know. But he's sure been acting funny ever since he had that fight with Phil and Lil's daddy.
So, Betty wants her gardening equipment back? Fine, take it. And while you're over there, tell her to return my recipe cards.
Whatever you say, Dee Dee. Be right back. What you doing, Stu?
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm building a fence to keep out the fatheads.
I take it you mean Betty and Howard.
Do you know any other fatheads?
Boy, Tommy, your mom and dad are pretty mad at Phil and Lil's mom and dad. And you know what's worse? I don't think that Phil and Lil are going to come over and play anymore. Too bad we can't make the grown-ups be friends again. I know, the telephone. Whenever my mommy uses it, Phil and Lil's mom always comes right over. But how does it work? It's easy. You just push these buttons.
Brad?
I feel violent.
Oh, Brad, I love it when you talk like a baby.
Let's try again.
Congratulations, this is Radical Radio, and you're our 14th caller, which means you've won $5,000. Just stand the line.
This isn't going to work, Chucky. There are too many different buttons.
Just try one more.
What are you doing?
What's it to you, Dick? That girl's got a lot of nerve.
Hello?
Real mature, Dee Dee. Aren't we getting a little old for prank phone calls?
What? Oh, that woman makes me so angry.
Who What happened, Tommy?
I don't know, but I think we made things worse.
Wait a minute. When my mommy and daddy get mad at each other, daddy brings mommy a present. That always makes the fight stop.
You think we should give Phil and Lil's mom a present?
Yeah, but it's got to be something really good.
How about a teddy bear?
Or a box of worms?
Nah, this has to be extra super good.
Wait, I got an idea.
My mom really likes these. I bet Phil and Lil's mom would like them too.
Are you sure your mom won't mind?
Of course not. She wants to be friends with Phil and Lil's mom again. We just gotta help them out.
Betty wants her ultimate aerobics workout tape back. Hey, Chucky, you want to come with me? Spend some time with Phil and Lil?
By the way, tell her I want my Tupperware sampler pack back.
Me and Tommy thought if your mom got a present from Tommy's mom, then they could be friends again.
Wow, that's a beautiful present.
Yeah, Mommy will love it.
Let's put it someplace where she's gonna find it. Come on.
Thanks for the tape, Chuck. Hey, sure, I can't interest you in a cup of joe?
Oh, just a Tupperware, thanks.
Woo! This one's been in here since our bicentennial party.
I got it, Chucky. It's perfect. Take that back to Tommy's, and then the grown-ups will stop fighting for sure.
What is it?
It's a time. Grown-ups wear it on their hands, and then they go,
look at the time.
Oh.
Betty, I don't mean to butt in, but don't you think this silly fight has gone on long enough?
Yeah, when the pickles are ready to apologize, I'm ready to watch them grovel. They're beautiful.
Huh?
The earrings! And I was sure you'd forgotten our anniversary.
Oh, of course not, dear. I'd never forget our anniversary again. Not after what happened last year.
Silly dear.
Sure glad you like them.
What was she keeping in here, rotting fish sticks?
Look, guys, I still don't know how this all began, but don't you think it's time you people got over this silly feud?
I'd be more than happy to call the whole thing off if what's-his-name next door would just do one little thing for me.
What's that?
Erect a 20-foot billboard on his lawn that says, Home of the Fatheads.
Well, at least I'm getting plenty of exercise.
This is my daddy's favorite chair. He'll be sure to see the time here.
I hope this works, Tommy. I'm tired of the grown-ups fighting.
Me too. I want to play with Phil and Lil again.
It's not so important who started it as who's mature enough to stop it.
Right, Chaz. Why don't you go check out a few more of those Mr. Rogers reruns? Hey, Deed, where'd this watch come from?
Must belong to Pop.
Kind of nice. Well, maybe I'll head back to the yard to reinforce that new fence.
Oh, sure is a great day for a stroll in the park.
I just know the kids are going to enjoy.
Oh, no.
Oh, hi, Betty. Hi, Howard.
Hello, Charles.
What are they doing here?
Well, they probably brought their kids to play.
That is so like them. Well, we won't let them ruin our day. Come on, Stu.
Seems like they'll let just about anybody in the park these days.
You're so right, dear.
Well, at least some of us know how to behave in a civilized...
My earrings! Those are my favorite earrings! What are you doing with...
What are you talking about? Howard gave me these.
Hey, that's my watch!
You're mad! It belongs to my father!
I never suspected you'd be capable of stealing.
Betty, a thief? That's an absurd proposition!
You're an absurd proposition! I've had enough of this stupid...
Stop being mad.
Doesn't look like it. We might never ever get to go to each other's houses again.
Maybe we gotta run away.
Run away?
Yeah, to some place where we can play together all the time. Some magical land where people don't fight and everyone lives in peace.
Where's that?
I think maybe it's over there by that trash can. Come on.
What about the time you borrowed my golf clubs and bent my putter?
And another thing, Daddy, don't forget the time you were supposed to take the kids.
Hey, the kids! Where are the kids?
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, kids.
Look at you! Don't you see what you've done? Why, you've been insulting each other and bringing up every petty difference from your past. You've forgotten about your children, the most important thing in your insignificant lives. You ought to be ashamed.
Charles is right. Our behavior has been absolutely disgusting. I'm a failure, and I've let everybody down. Well, I should be...
Yeah, yeah, wine later, little man. We gotta find the kids.
Let's go.
Thanks, Dee Dee.
Don't mention it, Howard.
If only I could get up there, I could see the whole playground.
Now, let me give you a leg up, Stu.
Betty, quick! They're over there by the trash can!
This way! They're near the trash can!
My heavens! There could be broken glass in there!
Play for me!
Thanks, Betty. You saved the day.
Oh, well, it was Stu who spotted him.
Well, I guess we've all learned a lesson here, haven't we?
That's right. When you get caught up in petty differences, you forget what's really important in life.
Ain't it the truth, Dee?
I, for one, am ashamed that I acted like such a stubborn mule.
And I'm sorry I called you a fathead.
Say, how about we head back home for a fresh cup of joe, huh?
I'll bring the Monopoly set. Howard, I'd be honored to have you as my partner.
Oh, wait a minute. You called me a fathead?
They say he's a menace, but I love him. Sure, he smashes cities, but I love him.
Reptar, Reptar, where is Reptar? Reptar, Reptar, gotta find that Reptar.
The wonder of life, when a lizard takes a wife, it's almost too much.
To stomp and roar. Hey, I'm just a dinosaur.